WBAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. It was a stunner in the Knapp Center last night in college men's basketball as Drake shocked 17th-ranked Creighton 74-69 in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Bulldogs pulled the upset just 2 weeks after losing to the Blue Jays by 30 points in Omaha and just days after losing by 30 at UNI.
Our guys really were together, and they fought. And that's what we want our brand to be. We talk about it. And that's who we need to be. We fight, and we're a brotherhood. We fight, and we're a brotherhood. We fight together. And I thought that's what happened tonight.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps on his post-game show on KRNT Radio in Des Moines. Phelps says the Bulldogs were motivated by their recent lopsided losses.
Obviously, coming off the loss at their place and coming off the loss at Northern Iowa, this was a big week for us in terms of getting back to doing things that we're capable of doing, and tonight can be a game that gives us a confidence boost for the rest of the season moving forward.
Drake returns to action Sunday at Missouri State, and Phelps says the Bulldogs can beat anybody if they approach things the right way.
We got to play the right way every time. We got to come to practice every day with the right mindset, with the right heart attitude. We got to take the floor every game night with the right heart attitude. And we can beat anybody. Okay, we got to play the right way, and I think that message is heard loud and clear by our team.
Drake is now 3-5 in the Valley. They're 9-10 overall after last night's upset. The Iowa State Cyclones squandered a 5-point second half lead, and they lost to Texas Tech 56-51 in Big 12 play.
Yeah, we pretty much top to bottom laid an egg tonight. We didn't play well. Shots weren't falling. I thought we had some decent looks, and then I thought we started pressing a little bit.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. It was the second Big 12 victory for Tech against four losses.
They had a very good game plan for us. Unfortunately, we missed some that we normally make. The thing I look at, 40 minutes of effort. You come out, we get three offensive rebounds. We lose second chance point battle 8-2. They out-rebound us by 9, and it's tough to win on the road when you do those types of things.
Tough road loss last night. The Cyclones fall to 3-2 in the league race with that loss. Well, Mark Sonnen had 15 points and 5 made three-pointers, and Northern Iowa shot 49% from the field in a 58-45 victory over Missouri Valley foe Southern Illinois last night. UNI took a 28-22 halftime lead, and they led by as many as 20 in the second half as they improved to 11-9 overall. They're 4-4 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Anthony James had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists for UNI. Seth Tuttle scored 9 points along with 10 rebounds as the Panthers won their third in the last four games. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, it wasn't just an upset, it was a whooping. For the first time, Miami has knocked off a team ranked number one in the Associated Press rankings, and the Hurricanes did it upright. Top-ranked Duke went more than 8 minutes without a field goal in the first half, and number 25 Miami routed the Blue Devils 90-63. The Hurricanes took command with a stunning 25-1 run midway through the first half. That's the third worst loss ever for a team ranked number one in the AP poll. Elsewhere around the top 25 action last night, Victor Oladipo scored 19 points. Yogi Ferrell added a season-high 15 to help number 7 Indiana rout Penn State 72-49. Eighth-ranked Florida shook off a sluggish first half and romped past Georgia 64-47. Ramon Galloway went the length of the court for the winning basket with 2.7 on the clock to send LaSalle to a 54-53 win over number 9 Butler. Jared Swapshire scored 16 points, leading Northwestern to a 55-48 win over number 12 Minnesota. Tony Snell had 23 points as number 15 New Mexico held off a late Colorado State rally 66-61. E.J. Singler scored 19 points and number 16 Oregon rallied from a 10-point halftime deficit to beat Washington State 68-61. And Clay Anthony Early scored 17 points. Carl Hall added 15, and number 20 Wichita State rallied for a 62-52 win over Missouri State in Missouri Valley Conference play. In women's college hoops last night, Brittany Griner scored 22 points, blocked 6 shots, and she dunked for the 11th time in her career, leading top-ranked Baylor past number 24 Iowa State 66-51. Baylor took control early, running off 17 straight points in the first half while holding Iowa State scoreless for 11.5 minutes. The Cyclones had taken a quick 6-4 lead on a pair of three-pointers, but they didn't score again until Baylor was up 21-6 in Ames last night. Griner triggered the big run when she picked off a pass intended for Anna Prinz, drove unimpeded to the other end, and then threw down a two-handed dunk. It was just one more slam for the most prolific dunker in women's college hoops history. As Baylor improves to 17-1, 7-0 in the Big 12, Cyclones fall to 13-4. They're 4-3 in conference play. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women are at home in the Big Ten tonight, as they'll be taking on Wisconsin this evening in Big Ten conference play.
Wisconsin is coming off their first Big Ten victory, a very convincing victory over Ohio State, where they dominated them in the second half. And at halftime, Ohio State's winning, and then Wisconsin just dominated in the second half over Ohio State.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. It'll be a quick turnaround for both teams after the Hawks beat the Badgers in Madison 2 weeks ago. Iowa's 3-2 in the Big Ten. They're 14-5 overall heading into tonight's contest. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta over Charlotte 104-92. Miami beat Toronto in overtime 123-116. Brooklyn topping Minnesota 91-83. Denver over Houston 105-95. Chicago beat Detroit 85-82. Memphis over the LA Lakers 106-93. San Antonio edging New Orleans 106-102. Utah beat Washington 92-88. Portland over Indiana 100-80. Phoenix beat Sacramento 106-96. Golden State over Oklahoma City 104-90. People familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that the New Orleans Hornets have decided to change their nickname to the Pelicans next season. One person says the proposed name change and color scheme of blue, gold, and red is scheduled to be announced today. The brown pelican is the state bird of Louisiana. Also, the New York Knicks lead the NBA in one important category. The Knicks have surpassed the Los Angeles Lakers as the most valuable team in the NBA, according to Forbes' annual study. Boosted by renovations to Madison Square Garden, the Knicks' value increased 41% to $1.1 billion. The Lakers were second at $1 billion. Forbes says the average NBA team's value is $509 million, a 30% increase from last year. Well, Charlie Strong has the long-term commitment that he wanted from Louisville, making him one of the top 10 highest-paid coaches in college football. It's an 8-year, $29.6 million extension with a base salary of $3.7 million. Strong made $2.3 million in his recently completed third season with Louisville, an upset of Florida in the Sugar Bowl 3 weeks ago, capped an 11-2 season. Well, the latest black eye for college sports belongs to the NCAA. In an embarrassing blow to its watchdog image, the NCAA says its enforcement staff botched the high-profile investigation of the University of Miami by improperly conducting at least two depositions while working with an attorney for disgraced booster Nevin Shapiro. The Hurricanes had been under investigation since the convicted Ponzi scheme mastermind said that he'd provided improper benefits to recruits. President Mark Emmert says he's disappointed and angry with the misstep. He says some people involved in this case are no longer working for the NCAA, though he declined to say who they were or whether they had been fired. Add Junior Seau's family to the thousands of people who are suing the NFL over the long-term damage caused by concussions. Seau's ex-wife and four children sued the league Wednesday, saying the former linebacker's suicide was the result of brain disease caused by violent hits he sustained while playing football. The wrongful death lawsuit filed in California's Superior Court in San Diego blames the NFL for its acts or omissions that hid the dangers of repetitive blows to the head. Seau died at age 43 of a self-inflicted gunshot in May. He was diagnosed with CTE based on posthumous tests earlier this month. Sean Payton has returned to work following a nearly year-long suspension for his role in the Saints' bounty program. The New Orleans Saints coach watched a Senior Bowl practice on Wednesday. Payton says the challenges of rebuilding after a losing season will be painful and that his return won't guarantee an immediate return to winning. The Oakland Raiders have hired Tony Sparano as an assistant head coach who will work with the offensive line. Sparano comes to the Raiders after one season as the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. The NFL has fined New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady $10,000 for an aggressive slide in Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens. Frank Gore will pay closer attention to his socks for the Super Bowl. The San Francisco 49ers running back was fined $10,500 by the NFL after, get this, he wore his socks too low in Sunday's NFC Championship. In the National Hockey League, Toronto beat Pittsburgh 5-2. In overtime, it was the Rangers over Boston 4-3. Double overtime saw Vancouver beat Calgary 3-2, and Phoenix knocked off Columbus 5-1. In tennis, two-time defending champion Novak Djokovic has advanced to his third consecutive Australian Open final. with a straight sets win over number 4 seed David Ferrer. The top-ranked Djokovic was in dominating form, hitting 30 crisp winners in the 1-hour, 29-minute match. He's aiming to be the first man in the Open era to win three consecutive Australian titles. On Sunday, he'll meet the winner of Friday's semifinal between number 2-ranked Roger Federer, a 4-time Australian champ, and U.S. Open winner Andy Murray, who's ranked number 3. Li Na moved into the women's final, defeating Maria Sharapova 6-2 and 6-2. The 6th-seeded Li is trying for her second Grand Slam title, following her 2011 win at the French Open. Li will play defending champ Victoria Azarenka in Saturday's final. Azarenka down 19-year-old American Sloane Stephens 6-1, 6-4. Stephens had knocked off Serena Williams in the quarterfinals. And Sammy Sosa says he and fellow steroid-tainted star Mark McGwire belong in the Hall of Fame. Slammin' Sammy also says the Chicago Cubs should retire his number, and he left open the possibility of running for president of the Dominican Republic. During an extended interview Wednesday on a website, asked if he thinks that he or McGwire belong in the Hall, Sosa said, "I think so." He also said he won't say anything that will jeopardize his future and that time will determine everything. Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens were denied entry to the Hall of Fame in their first year of eligibility amid suspicions that their accomplishments were boosted by performance-enhancing drugs. McGwire, 10th on the career home run list, received 16.9% of the vote on his 7th try. That's far short of the 75% that's needed for election. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.